Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Back when I was moving several years ago, I got rid of a lot of old furniture. There were many things that I didn't need or want anymore from the house that I'd been living in. That house was just a rental, and I had finally bought a home. My rental house had one story and a basement, and there were two bedrooms and two bathrooms. When I was living in the rental, a lot of the furniture that I got was just cheap stuff. I would either get it for free or used, or just cheap at any old store. Some stuff I did keep, but a lot of it I just wanted to get rid of. I was actually able to sell a few things. With the things left over that I didn't sell, I decided to just list on Craigslist for free. I needed it gone, and I needed it gone fast. Most of the things were not all that nice. There was a dresser, a couple of old lamps, a table, and some chairs. After I made the listing, 2 or 3 days went by with really nothing. Then, finally, somebody contacted me saying that they would like the furniture. I was really happy that somebody was going to come and take it off my hands. I gave them my address and said they could come by to pick it up. I told the person they might need a truck or a larger vehicle for all of it, and the person responded saying that they did. We agreed for them to come the next day in the afternoon. I hadn't moved out of my house yet, but I had gotten rid of most of the things I didn't want anymore. I already had the furniture up against the wall in the living room near the front door.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So the following day at around 3 p.m., I got a text from the person saying they were there. It was then that I realized I didn't even know this person's name or what they looked like. I went to the window and looked out. What I saw was this younger, skinny man with long blonde hair getting out of a tiny old car. It was like a two-door sedan from the 1990s, and I had a bad feeling. How on earth was this guy going to fit any of the stuff in his car? I was afraid that he was going to try to make me drive it to his place or something. The man walked up to the front step and then knocked on the door. I answered and introduced myself. He said his name was Dave. He seemed a little bit strange right from the start. I didn't know exactly what it was, though. I invited him inside and showed him the furniture in the living room. I told him that he could just take it now and be on his way. Dave started to walk over to the furniture, but then he walked right past it and went farther into my house. He sort of said something quietly. It sounded like he said, "One second." But he didn't really say anything more. I wasn't sure as to what he was doing or where he was going, and I was really confused. He quickly went out of sight and went somewhere in the back of the house. I stayed standing there a few moments, probably because it was just so confusing. He had gone completely out of my sight, and I heard him move to the back side of the house. Then I decided to go and walk after him. I heard a door open, and I made my way around to the kitchen in the back of the house. I first saw that the basement door was open. I called down asking if Dave was down there. Then I decided to go down there when he didn't respond. I walked down the stairs and turned on a few lights. There was some junk down there and some boxes as well. Overall, there were quite a few places that he could be hiding. Plus, the lighting down there was not very good. I started to look around and would periodically ask Dave if he was there and what he was doing. I got no answers though, and I didn't see him at all. I was getting extremely creeped out and was afraid that I could possibly be in danger. So after being down there for about a minute or two, I decided to go back upstairs. I didn't know for sure if Dave was down there or not. He could have gone someplace else inside the house, I guess. I walked back up the stairs and went into the kitchen. When I got back up, though, I heard somebody walking down in the basement. I knew he was down there. I quickly ran to my bedroom and locked myself in it. Then I called the police. I stayed on the line with them all the way until they got there, which was pretty quick. I didn't bother to look out of windows or anything to see if Dave had left, but I also did not hear him leaving. The back door was near the stairs in the kitchen, so I was hoping that he would leave that way. But when the cops got there, they found him still inside the basement and he was arrested. I was told that he was on drugs, and that might have explained his strange behavior. I really don't know what his plans were. I'm just glad that he didn't try to hurt me or anything. This happened several years ago. During this time, I really needed some extra money. I was still in school and didn't have a lot of time to work at my part-time job. So I went on Craigslist one time in particular and just browsed around to see what the jobs looked like. I'd only gone on Craigslist a few times before, but I had heard you could do odd jobs for money. I didn't even go on that night with full intentions of finding work. I was just there to kind of look around. However, not long into looking, I noticed this one job that seemed interesting. It was to help a guy move. He said that he was moving that weekend and needed somebody to help him out. The guy said he lived alone and would need to have somebody help him load up a moving vehicle and drive it to his new house. The drive was roughly 30 minutes, and the pay for the thing was really good. I think it was like $300. It said it would only take a few hours also, so I decided to contact the guy right then and there. And the next day, he responded saying that I could have the job. The guy's name was Rob. I was given his address and told to go there on the day at about 5 p.m. So when the time came, I drove to the address. It was a pretty typical house in what appeared to be an average residential neighborhood. Rob lived near the end of a cul-de-sac. There were two smaller moving trucks parked on the side of the street out front. I parked my car across the street and a little ways down. Then I texted Rob that I was there.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He told me to come inside, and I entered his house to see pretty much everything packed up in boxes. We spent the next few hours loading up both of the moving trucks. It was a lot of work. It took us about 1 to 2 hours just to load up the trucks. When we were done with that, Rob gave me the keys to one of the trucks and he told me to follow him. We both then left and headed to his new house. I had no idea where his new house was. I just knew that it was about 30 minutes away. Rob had told me that his car was already at his new place and he would give me a ride back to my car when we were done. Overall, Rob seemed like a pretty average guy. We didn't really talk that much when moving. Mostly we had just been working. So I followed him, and we went to this area that I personally had never been to before, but it wasn't far from some places that I did know. It was a quiet and more rural area. I remember we were on this really quiet dirt road, with wild land and woods on both sides. Then, finally, he pulled into this really long driveway. There was a house, and it was a much larger property than his last place. We parked the trucks and then unloaded everything into his house. By the time we were finally done, it was like 9 o'clock at night. After being done, Rob started to act strange. We were clearly done and I said that I should be getting back now, but Rob just sat down on one of the chairs in his house and told me to sit down and hang out. I figured he was just trying to be nice, so I did. But after like 30 minutes of us sitting there, occasionally talking and watching the TV that was on in the room, I really wanted to go. I said again that I needed to leave now. Rob just ignored it when I said it, so I stood up and I asked if he could give me a ride back to my car now. Rob then asked if I wanted him to pay me and he claimed he forgot. I said yes, and then he got up and actually did pay me the $300, but then he went back and sat down. I sat back down and Rob was starting to give me the creeps. He was clearly trying to ignore giving me a ride back. So I took out my phone and I texted a friend who lived somewhat close to that area. Luckily, he was still up, and I asked him to come by and gave him the address. I didn't want to just leave Rob's place, because he lived on a quiet dirt road, and I wouldn't be able to walk anywhere. My friend said he could come and pick me up. Rob just sat there watching TV for the next 20 minutes or so. It was really awkward, to say the least. I really didn't know what was going on. Finally, I got a text from my friend saying that he was there, and he was parked out front on the side of the road. I stood up and I said to Rob that I had to go. Once more, Rob completely ignored it. Then I just started walking to the front of the house. When I walked away, Rob finally asked me what I was doing. I said I was leaving, and I told him bye. Rob then got up and began walking after me. I walked faster and made it to the front door, and as soon as I was out, sprinted down the driveway. I got to my friend in the car and went inside. We then left. I told my friend the crazy story as we drove off. But when we were still going through the quiet neighborhood roads, I noticed headlights behind us. When we turned, the car behind us did as well. I realized that this might be Rob. As we continued back towards where my car was at Rob's other house, he kept following us. At least, I thought it was him. I couldn't see inside of his car with it being nighttime, but I was sure that it was him. My friend decided to make a few random turns to test it out, and sure enough, the car behind us did the same thing. We realized that we should drive to a police station, and we did exactly that. When we did, the car followed us all the way there. However, it did not go into the parking lot, but turned away. We stayed there for a while. Then, finally, my friend drove me the rest of the way to my car. When we saw my car, though, there was another car parked right behind it. It was the same one that had been following us. It had to be Rob, and he was still inside of his vehicle. We didn't know what to do. My friend ended up calling the police. We were parked on the side of the road a little ways away. Rob's car was like right behind mine, so close that it was almost touching. We told the police the whole story. They sent out someone to the address, and we waited. Rob just stayed there in his car the whole time. We could kind of see him, not real good, but we could tell he was in the car. Finally, the police got there. They talked to Rob, and eventually, he went inside of his house. I was able to drive home, and my friend did as well. After that, I haven't seen or heard from Rob since. It was such a crazy experience. I'm really grateful to my friend for helping me out. I don't know what I would have done without him there. I was looking for a new car last year. The one that I had finally bit the dust and had over 200,000 miles on it. I really didn't have that much money to buy a new car, so I went on Craigslist to look for something used. Obviously, it wouldn't be too hard to find an upgrade to what I had been driving. My friend Amanda let me temporarily drive her old car, and I got very lucky to have that opportunity. So over the course of the next few days, I was looking on Craigslist all the time. I then noticed a new listing of a car that seemed to be a very good deal. I did not hesitate, and I contacted the seller. It was a guy named Kurt. We talked a little, and I asked if I could look at the car. Kurt said yes, and told me I could come by the next night at 9 p.m. I asked him if we could meet any earlier, and he responded just saying,
"What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com, with all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack. There's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
No. So I guess 9 p.m. it was, and the next night I was planning to head over to Kurt's house. I told Amanda about it, and she offered to go with me. I accepted her offer, because I felt a little bit strange meeting a guy from Craigslist alone so late at night. Plus, Amanda knew a decent amount about cars, certainly more than I did. So the next night, we headed to Kurt's. His address led me to what was a pretty quiet neighborhood that was about 10 minutes away. His street was dark, and there were lots of trees in the people's front yards. We parked on the side of the street across from his address. According to our directions, we were there. I texted Kurt, letting him know. We waited inside the car for a response. After probably 5 to 10 minutes, there was nothing. I called Kurt as well, but got no answer. I even double-checked to make sure that we had the right time, date, and address. It was all correct. We decided to go to Kurt's house and knock on the door. We left Amanda's car that she was letting me borrow and headed into Kurt's property. He had a driveway to the left of his house where the car that I wanted to look at was. He was sitting right in front of the garage at the back end of the driveway. Next to the driveway to the left, there were quite a few trees, and lots of acorns had fallen onto the pavement. We walked through his front yard and to the front door of his house. It appeared as though all the lights inside were off, which was strange. We knocked on the door, but there was no answer. After waiting for a while, we knocked again. There was still nothing. This was really weird. I even tried calling him again, but there was still nothing. I was frustrated, and finally, we decided to head back. We left the front step and started walking back to his driveway. When we got into the driveway, I stopped to look at the car a little bit that was sitting in front of the garage. When I got over there, though, I noticed something. Past the driveway and a little bit of grass, there were a bunch of trees. There was a man who was sort of crouched down and looking at me from behind a tree. I didn't know what he was doing. When I saw him, it instantly gave me the creeps. I turned and walked back over to Amanda and said that we needed to go. She saw that I had been spooked by something, but didn't know what. She asked me what was going on. As we walked, I told her I saw a guy looking at us from behind a tree. When we got to the end of the driveway, we turned around and looked. He was now standing there behind a different tree, more visible, and still looking at us. It was so strange that we quickly got back into the car and left. When we got back, I went to look at the Craigslist post, and it was gone. Soon after, I tried to send Kurt another text, but I was blocked. It was very strange. The whole thing really creeps me out, and I sometimes wonder if Kurt was planning to rob me or something, and when he saw that I was with another person, he decided not to. I really don't know. I ended up finding a different car shortly after. Something really strange happened a couple of months ago. It all started one seemingly average night. I live with my wife in a house that's in a pretty typical neighborhood. Normally, things are quiet around here as well. So we went to bed and were sleeping, when suddenly I was awoken in the middle of the night. I heard a knocking on the front door to our house. I looked at the clock, and it was nearly 2 a.m. Obviously, I was very confused. My wife woke up to the noises as well. After I heard the knocking again, I got out of bed and I told my wife that I was going to go and see what it was. After walking into the entry of the house, I looked out of a window and saw this random guy standing there. I really had no idea who he was. The man seemed pretty average looking for the most part. Now, looking back, this may not have been the best idea, but I decided to answer the door. I opened it up and I saw the guy standing there right in front of me. I asked him who he was and what on earth he was doing at my house at 2 a.m. The man then responded by saying he was there from Craigslist. I was very confused because I don't even use Craigslist. He claimed that he was there to buy a TV. Well, we did not have a TV for sale either. I told him that he must be at the wrong address. The guy asked me if my name was Randy, and my name is Randy. So that kind of creeped me out a little bit. He took out his phone and showed me some text messages. The person he was texting with gave an address which was my correct address. Another text said, come at about 2 a.m. This was very strange. I told the guy that I didn't know who he was texting with, but it definitely was not me. I said I had no TV for sale and somebody must be pretending to be me. The man then asked if he could come inside anyways. I said no, and I told the guy that he needed to figure out who was behind that, and I made it clear to him that I was not selling anything. Then I closed the door on him and locked it. I watched out the window and made sure that the guy left, and thankfully he did. I went back to our bedroom and I told my wife about the strange encounter. She also had no idea what that could be about either. Since then, nothing else like that has happened. It's really weird though, and I've not figured out who was behind it. I mean, why would anybody arrange to meet at 2 a.m. to buy something? That seems really odd. I think maybe the guy made those texts himself. Possibly he was going to try to break in, or see if I was gullible enough to let him in the house. I really don't know. I'm just hoping that nothing like that happens again. A few weeks ago, I was selling an old couch on Craigslist. I was not expecting much. Really, I just wanted to get rid of it because it was old and taking up space. I already had a newer and much nicer one. I live by myself in a two-bedroom house about 20 minutes from a major city. The couch had to go, but I first wanted to see if I could get any money for it before just giving it away. I had listed the couch on Craigslist for $75 or best offer. It sat there for over a week with no action. Just one text asking about it, but it never materialized. Then I lowered the price to $50. For a few days, there was still nothing. I was about to just make it free when I received a text from somebody asking about it. I told them that it was still available, and the person said they were willing to come by and buy it. I agreed, and the person said her name was Gabby. So after agreeing on a time, Gabby showed up the next day. She arrived at my house, and I let her in. After seeing the couch, Gabby offered me $20 for it. Now, this was obviously less than what I was asking, but I was also happy to get anything for it. I accepted her offer, and then I helped her load the couch out onto her truck, and we got it in okay. After that, she left. I was feeling good about getting rid of the couch. Well, that night I was sleeping, but suddenly woke up a little after midnight. There were these really loud banging noises. At first, I thought somebody was trying to break in. I instantly became completely awake. I heard that somebody was pounding loudly on my front door. It also sounded like possibly somebody was pounding on a window as well. There were seemingly multiple people there.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Someone else may have been banging on another window, too. I was too scared to look, though. I just got my phone, called 911, and hid under my covers. The pounding noises were almost constant, going on for a good 5 minutes at least. Then they finally stopped. Things became extremely quiet afterwards. I didn't know if the people had broken in or were still there or what. I stayed where I was, waiting for the police. Eventually, they got there and looked around my property. However, whoever had been banging on my doors and windows had left. I didn't know what they looked like or how many people it was. I told the police what I could, but they couldn't do much other than tell me to call again if they returned. After that, the people thankfully did not return. To this day, I don't know who it was or what they were doing banging on my house. I personally think it had something to do with Gabby, who bought my couch. Now, I could obviously be wrong. I have no proof, so I'm not accusing her. But I've never experienced anything like that, and the same day she goes to my house, this happens. Maybe it's just a coincidence, who knows? I'm just hoping that nothing like that ever happens again.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.